Yeah, I'm Scott Langkamp with Syngenta. I'm based in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm the head of vegetables for North America.
That's a big picture, all right, North American veggies. Let me just ask you, first of all, there's a lot of changes in recent years about how the growers are having to do business and how you guys are having to supply those growers with seed, chemicals, you name it. What do you see as the biggest change the growers are having to deal with going forward?
Yeah, I think the whole agricultural community has a number of challenges in front of them. One of them is to feed a growing population. And we've seen that with Syngenta, and one of the things that we've done to help address that need and help our growers out is integrating our organization, integrating our company to bring our crop protection and seed businesses together. So we've got a growing population that we need to feed, but we also need to be able to do that in a profitable way for our growers. And with that, that's where Syngenta's focused, is bringing new technologies, new value to our grower customers that they can increase yields, increase quality, and bring a better product to our consumers.
You know, in this experimental farm at your field trials day here today, man, what a difference in the field trials going on here in the Ciba Geigy experimental farm. I worked 16 years old at in Lake Worth, Florida over there. But really, you are chasing new varieties now out of not only demand, but necessity dealing with issues in the field.
Right. There's a lot of needs on the farm. There's disease control challenges that farmers have. There's weed issues they have. There's new insects that they need to address. So there's a lot that goes on there, and we try to come at that from a couple different angles. You know, one is through breeding with our seeds and traits. So from a breeding aspect, we also have crop protection and seed care type technologies that we bring to help address those grower needs as well. But the vegetable business is very diverse, and you could see that today at our trials here. There's a number of different crops that our consumers like to have on their plates, and so we invest heavily in research and development to bring new varieties to marketplace that, again, we hope our consumers will really appreciate.
And in the meantime, you've got growers that, in South Florida that's got different soil disease bug issues than growers in Central North or South Georgia, for example, but yet you've got now the retailer in more than ever before, I guess, having input to the growers of what they want to see come off that farm too, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess, first of all, our lives would be a lot easier if you could have one variety and it would work across the whole country, but that's not the way Mother Nature works. So varieties need to be more area specific and really need to address the local needs. But the other point you're making is the industry is very vertically integrated. Our retailers that sell to consumers like you or I are working with growers to get a better understanding of how they're growing, what they're growing, and connecting those consumer demands and consumer wishes back to the farm. And that's a good thing. There's being integrated like that, I think overall we can be more efficient and, again, deliver to consumers what they want.
You know, when you deal with specialty crops, what some people call high-value crops, there's a lot of money per acre going into this, but the investment you guys are making has to be enormous in terms of the winter vegetable or vegetable deal overall.
Yeah, we, as a company, we, invest around, I think it's about $1.2 billion in R&D per year as an overall company. And we also invest significantly in vegetables. A significant portion of our sales goes back into R&D to continue to bring new technologies to the market.
What am I not asking that the growers in the Southeast in particular might want to hear?
The challenge on the farm is especially in high-value crops like vegetables, it is a bit high risk. They have a significant investment that goes into that farm, and Mother Nature, and on that acre, Mother Nature can really throw some twists at them. So one of the things they are asking from us and asking from the overall population is, help us. We need to be profitable when we bring this, bring our products to the marketplace. So please recognize that and help us grow more, help us to do it profitably, and also support the local agriculture here within North America. There's a lot of people, a lot of experts in our industry, but we're proud of the field force and sales folks that we've got to work with our customers.
Appreciate you. Thank you.